Have you ever wondered what to do when you have an UTI? Hello, my successful healthy earthlings. Mihaela Rogușia, naturopath and founder of the Natural Health Podcast. In this episode, you're going to learn how to stop your UTI naturally without having to go to doctors or the chemist. And at the end of this episode, I'm also going to give you an opportunity to join our health and success-oriented community by clicking below and joining the Natural Health newsletter. Welcome to the Natural Health Podcast, where we bring awareness of sustainable health in the business hustle space. Natural Health Podcast is perfect for the high-performing business-minded individuals who want to work with their biochemistry to achieve success and optimal health. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for What Would I Do? In today's episode of Natural Health Podcast, we discuss this week's questions. All questions are kept confidential, and I read and answer them as it falls to me. Hence why it's called What Would I Do? The information provided is not to be taken as advice and is solely for information purposes only. I'm not here to cure, treat, or provide medical advice. I'm here to educate and inform you so you're able to take steps towards optimal health. Please discuss any medical issues with your healthcare professional. Let's get into today's question. The question is, I have a UTI and nothing is working. What can I do naturally to finally stop getting them? What an amazing question. Let's first look at UTIs. UTIs as a urinary tract infections are commonly and mainly due to bacterial infections. The predominant organisms included, here we go, Escherichia coli, Staphylococcus subfilicus, Klebsiella, and Proteus. I will write them down so you can actually see what they are. So these are the most common bacteria that cause UTIs. Staph mainly, and also E. coli, and Klebsiella, of course, right? So common signs and symptoms of UTIs include painful urination with burning sensation, frequency and urgency. I mean, if you've had a UTI before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no need for me to even talk about these symptoms, but you know what that feels like, and you don't ever want to feel that again. Sometimes individuals have blood or pus in urine, pain or cramping in the lower abdomen, pain in the lower back region, chills, fever, and strong smelling urine. What is the connection? I always like to look at things a little bit deeper. What's the connection between UTIs and what causes them, right? Individuals get UTIs and they're like, where did it come from? Well, major causing factors and risk factors can contribute to UTIs, and these include, I'm going to name a few, so here they are: STDs, poor hygiene, diabetes, immunosuppression, pregnancy, changes in sexual activity, other partners, frequency, or even intensity, the use of irritant chemicals, detergents, and so forth, use of irritant contraceptive devices, use of oral contraceptive, heavy antibiotic use, urinary tract abnormalities, obstructions, and so forth, previous UTIs less than 6 months apart, urethral or bladder catheters, medications such as immunodepressants and corticosteroids. I mean, there's so many more things that may be able to cause it, but these are the key ones. Right. So one of the questions that I would ask myself is, if I had reoccurring UTIs, is, well, when did they start? Did they start when you were younger? Did they start when you started having intercourse? Did they start when you went to uni and you ate more sugar? When did they start? Did they start when you got diagnosed with something and started taking some type of medication? Think about when they started, but also when they got worse, when they got triggered. What triggers them? What do you know from your experience that triggers them? Like, I know someone that I know says to me, every time I have a junk night out, Saturday night out, I go out, I don't sleep much, I have junk food, the next day I'm bound to get a UTI. Someone else says, when my partner and I stop having intercourse for a while and then we start having intercourse again, that's when I get it, right? For everyone, it's different. This is where you have to find yours, right? So what is your current diet like? Do you eat a lot of takeaway food? Do you eat a lot of processed foods, a lot of sugar foods? What does the diet look like at the moment? And then when you don't have them for a while, what does your diet also look like? How is your sleep? Are you aware of your sleep? Do you have optimal sleep time, optimal wake time? What is your sleep like? Have you ever had this problem in the past? And I mean, I guess you have because you said recurring and you want to stop having them. So do you get them once a year, twice a year, once a month? And what do you actually do? What has previously worked, right? Or what have you previously tried that hasn't worked? These are all the things that we need to get an understanding of. What hasn't worked? Have antibiotics worked? Haven't they worked? How many antibiotics have you actually been on? How many rounds? I'm guessing if you've had it, you may have taken antibiotics before, or the GP may have taken it, given you antibiotics. Have you ever had a swab done, right, to find out what it is? What bacteria is present there? Okay. And if you have, and it's come back with E. coli or Klebsiella or something along those lines, this is very, very important to know. And if you haven't, that might be a good thing to do. What is your current hygiene like, right? What's your current hygiene like? You have a shower every day, you have 3-4 showers daily, because having too many showers may not be good, but not having enough showers may even be bad. But then the most important thing is, what do you use when you are having a shower, right? What do you use? In addition to that, what medication are you on? Are you on any cortisol medication and so forth? Have you been diagnosed with any medical conditions such as diabetes, autoimmune diseases and so forth? Because this all may be affecting it. Have you had previously any STDs, or do you currently have any? Has that been dealt with? What is your current stress level like? I mean, having to do everything you need to do, and on top of that, having a UTI, stress will be through the roof, right? What is your current stress like, and how do you manage your stress? So many more questions, but these are some of the questions that I would definitely ask. And then what to do, right? What I would do if I was in this situation is I would run a number of blood tests and a number of tests, first figuring out if there's any STDs, if there's any bacteria down there that's present. I would also do a urinalysis to figure out what is happening there, do a bacterial culture, and do a review on all of this. Give it to someone who understands the human body, who understands pathology, who understands these tests, and is able to interpret it to you to understand what it means and what you can do moving forward. Then I would review medication 100%, review all the medication that you're on, even supplements. Review your current lifestyle, and also change if anything is required. Review sleep. I would review my sleep, change if anything is required to ensure that I am sleeping to the best that I can. I would try and reduce the infection as possible, reduce the pain as much as possible using herbal supplements, even minerals and vitamins to assist with this. Find out, is it a bacterial or fungal or yeast infection? This is very important to know, because the treatments are totally different. They may have some common things, but the treatments are different. Try and prevent further infections by changing your lifestyle, improving your sleep, changing a few lifestyle things, and also hygiene. Absolutely key. Review the body washes you're using, the shampoos, anything along those lines that's going anywhere there. And also the clothes you're wearing, the underwear you're wearing. Cotton breathable underwear is absolutely key for this. It's absolutely needed. Cotton is breathable, and it's on top of that, if you can get organic, you're laughing. That's absolutely the best. In addition to that, is a detox required? Maybe even look at, I will look into doing a detox, especially if they found some bacterial or fungal or yeast infection. A detox is absolutely necessary for that. For the meantime, I would definitely avoid the sexual activity, not to irritate the area, and just let it be. Water, hydration, absolutely key. I would stock up on my water intake dramatically, and also reduce refined foods, reduce that takeaway food, reduce that food that may be adding that sugar that may be feeding the bacterial or yeast infection, right? I would also drink some unsweetened cranberry juice. So many studies done on cranberry juice. I would manage my stress as much as possible. I would take pain herbs such as Californian poppy, if it doesn't contradict anything else that I'm taking. Because some of the key things that I would also take, zinc, vitamin C. This is for me, right? If you're looking at taking this, you need to ensure that it doesn't impact anything that you're on at the moment. Okay, probiotics, absolutely key. SB, absolutely key, absolutely amazing probiotic. Magnesium, it reduces spasms in the bladder, reducing that pain. And depending on what bacteria or fungus or whatever it is, it depends on what herbs I would be mixing up and taking to remove it, because this is a process that needs to be taken. And key is, like I mentioned, lifestyle, stress, diet. We need to review that dramatically. I hope that this sheds some light. Anyone who's listening who may have this issue or a similar one like this, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at mahela.roguz on Instagram, and hopefully I'll be in touch with you and able to answer any of your questions via the Natural Health Podcast. If you want to join a success and health-oriented community, click below and join the Natural Health newsletter. Every Friday, an email will be sent to you with specials, bonuses, discounts, sales, everything regarding to health straight into your inbox box. And remember, the missing link between failure and success is your health. Content and information provided here is opinion of Mahela Raguse and is for information purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. It is not intended to provide medical advice or take the place of medical advice or any current treatment you're undertaking. Consult your own medical professionals for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the Natural Health Podcast. It is advised that you consult your doctor or healthcare professional in relation to any health concerns you may be having. Mahela Raguse does not take responsibility for any health consequences which occur from a person listening, viewing, or reading this content. And in the circumstances of the Natural Podcast, Mahela Raguse, any guests or contributors to the Natural Podcast, or any employees, associates, or affiliates of Mahela Raguse be responsible for damages arising from the information provided on the Natural Podcast. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical conditions in either yourself or others. Please note, if you're taking prescription, do not stop your medication or start a new protocol, including but not limited to supplements, diet, lifestyle changes, without consulting a doctor or healthcare professional. If you or any person has a medical concern, you should consult with your healthcare provider or seek other professional medical advice. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have read or heard on the Natural Podcast or in any linked materials. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or emergency services immediately. Neither Mahela Raguse nor the publisher of this content takes responsibility for the possible health consequences of any person or persons reading or listening or following the information in educational content.